Nolte, 7 Reasons Pollsters Deliberately Lie to Us. By John Nolte on November 6, 2020. Why would almost every American pollster whore out their credibility by deliberately rigging polls while knowing they will be exposed as cheats on election day? To normal people, this makes no sense. Our credibility means something to us. The very idea of releasing a fake poll that will be proven fake as soon as the votes are counted is so outside our value system, it creates a blind spot. We simply cannot conceive of anyone doing such a thing because we cannot conceive of ourselves doing such a thing. Well, I hate to break it to you, but most of the pollsters didn't do and will continue to deliberately lie to us. They will continue to rig their polls. There's no question about that. To me, this is not even debatable. Legitimate mistakes, honest mistakes, fall both ways. In other words, we would have seen as many bad polls in President Donald Trump's favor as not. As many showing Senator Susan Collins, Army, winning as losing. For as long as I've been following polls, which is 20 years now, when the votes come in, we always discover the bad polls fell only one way. And starting with 2016, these pollsters have only become more shameless and dishonest as the media have become more shameless and dishonest. Because they are, as I will explain below, one in the same. Outside of a few legitimate pollsters like Rasmussen, Susquehanna, and Trafalgar, that are ignored and or ridiculed by the media, we are only ever surprised by how well a Republican does compared to what the polls told us would happen. Democrats almost never outperform polls because the polls are deliberately rigged in the Democrats' favor. Yes, there are exceptions, but they are very few, which only proves the rule. So why? Why do this? Let me see if I can help make sense of this in the order of importance. Increase Democrat fundraising. This is the top reason almost all pollsters deliberately lie. Keep in mind most pollsters are directly aligned with the corporate media, a left-wing institution desperate to win elections for the far left. Nothing boosts a Democrat politician's ability to raise money more than polling numbers that show a win is possible or imminent. And nothing boosts a Democrat's chance of winning more than money. The logic is painfully obvious, no? These lying pollsters who lied about Democrats having a legitimate chance at beating Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, R.K. White, and Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham, RSC, resulted in their opponents raising $100 million, that's not a typo, each. The only chance Democrats had of defeating McConnell and Graham was by way of a pile of money, and the pollsters rigged their polls to make sure that happened, to do whatever could be done to pour money into those states. Sure, it didn't work. Graham won by 10 points. McConnell by 21. But that was the only chance Democrats had, and the these rigged polls made sure they had it. Decrease Republican fundraising. On the flip side is how rigged polls that claim the Republican has no chance hurts that Republican's ability to raise money, puts them at a money disadvantage. No one wants to bet on a loser. Near the end of the 2020 campaign, there was a lot of talk about how Biden was flush with cash while Trump was running on fumes. Well, when the liars at Fox News say you're going to lose by 10, and the liars at ABC/Washington Post say you're going to lose by 12, and the liars at NBC News say you're going to lose by 11, and the liars at GNL say you're going to lose by 16. Money is crucial in politics. Rigged polls control much of that spigot. Shame versus publicity. There might be some pollsters out there who would prefer not to mislead us, but still do because that's where the money is. Nobody wants to be an outlier. Nobody wants to be standing naked and alone. What's more, nobody wants to be attacked by a corporate media that shames and ridicules pollsters who report their results accurately. If you are a pollster, you have two choices. You can report your results honestly, in which case, in an effort to teach you a lesson and make an example of you, the media will either ignore or ridicule you. Or you can rig your polls to the media's liking and enjoy the feeling of acceptance, along with the financial and publicity benefits. Benefits versus consequences. As I detailed above, there are only benefits for publishing rigged polls. And like everything else in the media, see Russiagate, Brett Kavanaugh, Covington KK Kids, fake hate crimes, etc., there are never ever ever any consequences for getting it wrong. There is no distinction anymore between polling and the corporate media. It's all one big, sloppy orgy of deep state incest. Sure, there are consequences with the public. We roll our eyes at these polls. But we don't matter. The media have become a big, left-wing cocktail party that has no influence with the public but plenty of influence among those who want to be invited. And these dishonest pollsters want to be invited. Dampen Republican enthusiasm. When far-left ABC News and The Washington Post conspire to release a rigged poll that says Trump is going to lose Wisconsin by 17 points. 17 points, there's just no question the goal is to demoralize Trump voters in a crucial swing state. To have us assume it's so far gone, it's not worth the effort to go out and vote. Come on. 17 points. Are you kidding me? Right now, with 100% of the Dairy State counted, Trump's only down a half point. I'm not saying this form of vote suppression works. But only a fool believes that it is not part of the goal. Pollsters and media love to troll us. Imagine the fun the media and the pollsters have releasing their rigged polls and watching Republicans react, watching Trump react. All upside in rigged polls, no downside. What's the downside in releasing rigged polls? There is none. The media do not care about their credibility. There is no consequence for getting it wrong. But there are terrible consequences when you produce an honest poll. What's the upside in releasing rigged polls? As you can see above, it's all upside. Nate Silver gets everything wrong and has gotten rich and famous for it. Nate Silver knows exactly what he is doing. His credibility with the public means nothing to him. And because his credibility means nothing to him, he's rich and famous and accepted and will never change because the system is rigged to ensure it never improves or corrects itself. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.